Saudi regime responsible for Hajj tragedies. The annual Hajj pilgrimage has started in the holiest city of Mecca, which, along with Islam's second most holy city, Medina, is unfortunately under the occupation of the Ali Saud Wahhabi clan of the Najd, which has no right to be in charge of the Land of Revelation, especially in view of its crimes against humanity and its mismanagement of the Hajj. Last year, the Wahhabi clique was responsible for the death of over 2,000 guests of God, including 464 Iranian Hajj pilgrims. It is also worth remembering that in 1987, the Saudi regime had massacred in cold blood through firearms over 400 Hajj pilgrims, the overwhelming majority of whom were Iranian Muslim men and women performing the religious obligation of Bara'atun min al-Mushrikeen, or disavowal of disbelievers, as commanded by God Almighty in Surah Tawbah, and practically demonstrated to the Ummah by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Saudi entity, which is a spurious state created by the British in 1932 and now firmly in the lap of the great Satan, the US, is now openly dilly-dallying with the illegal Zionist entity, in addition to its funding of Takfiri terrorists to destabilize Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and other countries. In view of these facts, the state terrorism of Riyadh, which is now in its second year in Yemen, cannot be overlooked by the Muslim Ummah. Here we present you the opinion of a conscientious Pakistani journalist, Adnan Amer, on the mischief against Muslims during the Hajj pilgrimage by Saudi Arabia. Stay with us. Last year, when the death toll of Hajj pilgrims increased, many radio and TV channels started criticizing Saudi regime over negligence in the tragedy in Mina. It was a step in the right direction, and news channels were asking all the right questions. Hajj last year proved to be a bloody affair, as over 2,000 pilgrims died in two separate incidents. First, a gigantic crane crashed in the premises of Masjid al-Haram, or the sacred grand mosque housing the Holy Kaaba in Mecca, resulting in the loss of lives of 107 pilgrims. Then a stampede at Mina during the Jamarat ritual took the lives of around 2,000 people, including 52 Pakistanis, according to modest estimates. These two tragedies during Hajj are hotly debated, but what's missing is the narrative holding the regime in Saudi Arabia responsible for both the incidents. The Mina tragedy reignited the Saudi-Iranian Cold War in the public. The media in the Islamic Republic of Iran quoted anonymous Saudi officials to state that the stampede at Mina was caused due to VIP movement of Mohammed bin Salman, the deputy heir apparent of the regime, who in turn tried to put the blame on what he alleged the lack of discipline of Iranian pilgrims. As usual, the religion card was tactfully played by House of Saud to try to absolve itself of any responsibility in both Mecca and Mina tragedies. Saudi Grand Mufti termed both incidents as part of fate and destiny, which according to him are inevitable and can't be forestalled by humans. Similarly, the clerics in Pakistan, who have a soft corner for Saudi regime for reasons not hidden to anyone, came out openly in defense of the Saudis. They congratulated the families of victims, as their loved ones had achieved the distinction of martyrdom in Holy Land during Hajj period. It's needless to say that there is an overwhelming majority of people who are ready to be deceived in the name of religion. As death toll of Pakistani pilgrims increased, certain Pakistani channels started criticizing Saudi Arabia over negligence in Mena tragedy. It was a step in the right direction and news channels were asking all the right questions, but then came the PEMRA, or the Pakistan Electronic Media Regulatory Authority. According to reports, PEMRA contacted the owners of all major news channels and strongly warned them against any criticism of Saudi regime. The flawed reason used by PEMRA is that criticism on Saudi Arabia would damage the relations of Pakistan with the supposedly brotherly Muslim country. This episode once again exposed the reality of the so-called freedom of expression in Pakistan. Saudi Arabia is responsible for all the management of Hajj-related activities and therefore it is also responsible for any mishap. The responsibility for both Meccan and Mina tragedies falls squarely on the shoulders of the Saudi government, and that can't be hidden by playing religion cards or using proxies in countries like Pakistan. At the moment, there is uncertainty over the cause of the Mina stampede. As per the accounts of surviving pilgrims quoted by international media, the stampede occurred because multiple routes were closed at the time. One can assume that routes were closed due to VIP moment of a Saudi prince, but nothing can be said with certainty until and unless transparent investigations are conducted. The Saudi regime has announced to conduct investigations. However, independent analysts have criticized this decision. It's illogical that the regime would conduct transparent investigations when the regime itself is responsible for negligence and crime. The only viable solution out of this conflict is an independent investigation. But who is going to conduct it? Legally speaking, there is no mechanism which can allow anyone outside of Saudi Arabia to conduct it. The investigation by the regime would be nothing but a cover-up job. Now a year has gone by and nothing has happened. This year we prayed to God to spare the pilgrims of any untoward incident. Ironically, Saudi regime has barred Iranian pilgrims from performing this year's Hajj. The negligence of Saudi Arabia in dealing with Mena stampede should be a potential triggering point to challenge the hegemony of Saudi Arabia over holy sites of Islam. The holy sites of Mecca and Medina belong to the entire Muslim Ummah, assuming the notion of Ummah to be true. Hence, all the Muslim countries in the world should have joint control of all the matters related to Hajj without affecting the territorial integrity of Arabia. However, realistically speaking, that's almost impossible. When Muslim countries, minus Iran and Syria, can't even criticize Saudi regime, then how can they challenge its hegemony on historical Islamic sites? Democracy in Pakistan, which is still in stages of infancy, is damaged by nothing more than creating new holy cows. Pakistan already has many holy cows internally that are beyond any criticism, and addition of any external holy cow will not bode well for democracy in the country. Therefore, the need of the hour is that Pakistan as a country should be able to criticize the regime of Saudi Arabia, which is responsible for Mecca and Mena tragedies and crimes. The government of Pakistan ought to wake up to the realities, especially since a very important country like its neighbor, the Islamic Republic of Iran, has been deprived of sending pilgrims to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina because of the intransigence of the Saudi regime and its questionable hegemony over the land of revelation.